Guest analyst this afternoon is Progressive Ag Marketing's Tom Lilja. Tom, you were just talking about it was a busy day for you all there at the office. It was an interesting day for the grain markets. Let's do a quick recap here.
Well, the big thing, July corn hit $3.99. It seems like there's always that $4 brick wall. That woke up a lot of farmer selling pressure. Overall, violent storm moving into the southern plains. They're looking at 4 to 8 inches of rain, and that had the wheat market initially moving as well, but farmer hedge pressure stepped in there as well. So overall, it was early gains met with farmer selling. U.S. corn crop's about 49% planted compared to 80% normally. We're looking at continued rains this week. So overall, we had corn backing off into that 391 range, and that was met with some continued buying. So pretty good war on farmer selling versus speculative buying interest. There was a report from Bloomberg. There's a rumored $15 billion aid package to farmers. One of the figures on there was $2 a bushel payment on soybeans, and the minute that article came out, the soybean market quickly reversed lower. I think there's an anticipation that we're going to get enough soybean acres already, and any kind of farmer aid package that'll add more soybean acres is just going to push the market a little lower.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, the other big thing, the U.S. dollar is approaching some resistance levels, that 98.08 area. Recently, it's been trading 97, 98 range. We really need to see that. We need to see the dollar hold that 98 level. Unfortunately, if you do look at the charts overall, it does appear that the U.S. dollar is trending higher. So hopefully we can hold 98. I know I said it about 2 months ago. Hopefully we can hold 97, and it pushed higher. So hopefully 98 will stem the tide here on the U.S. dollar. We do not need our exports becoming more expensive on the world market.
Once again, we've been visiting with Progressive Ag Marketing's Tom Lilja.